The Pan American Health Organization presents the Digital Health COVID-19 Podcast. On August 27, 2020, the Department of Evidence and Intelligence for Action in Health of the Pan American Health Organization, in collaboration with the Social Protection and Health Division of the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, promoted a webinar on information systems and digital health and its importance during and after the COVID-19 pandemic. The webinar reunited 10 experts that answered to one question in their area of expertise. One of the experts to speak at the webinar was Dr. Teresa Bernardo, who has over a decade of experience in the United Nations and Inter-American systems in health informatics and another decade in academia. She currently teaches emerging technologies and preventive health care at the University of Guelph in Ontario, Canada. As leader of knowledge management and communications for PAHO WHO, she saw the utility of social media in responding to pandemic H1N1 and Haitian emergencies. At the webinar, Dr. Bernardo spoke of the Internet of Things.
When you hear the Internet of Things, you think about sensors. Sensors that have become tiny, cheap, smart, ubiquitous, and of course, they're connected to the internet. According to the president of Samsung, there are now 340 trillion, trillion, trillion IP addresses in the world, mostly inside connected devices that already have the ability to talk to each other. Sensors can take measurements from people, equipment, and the environment, generating streams of big data in real time. All of the sensor data becomes even more valuable when combined with other sources of health data, such as genomics, electronic health records, images, and test results. We are generating and collecting so much data, which has great potential for fighting a pandemic. However, we do not yet have the ability to make sense of it all. This is where AI, artificial intelligence, might help.
Dr. Teresa Bernardo told participants a story that helps to illustrate how useful internet-connected sensors can be.
Let me tell you a story about how sensors could and should play a key role in pandemic detection, management, surveillance, and response, using services and components that already exist today, but that are not yet fully integrated or coordinated. The year is 2021. The COVID-19 pandemic started over a year ago, and although better treatments and vaccines are becoming available, coronavirus is still simmering in the community with occasional outbreaks. Maria is woken up by her smartwatch, which tells her she has a fever. This is based on her personal history of body temperature that is monitored on an ongoing basis, so she knows it is a real deviation from her normal morning temperature. Maria is a 50-year-old professional who has struggled with her weight and has developed type 2 diabetes. Through her work, she's already enrolled in a chronic care program called Livongo, that's L-I-V-O-N-G-O, which monitors her glucose and vital signs and provides health coaching. Livongo has merged with Teladoc, the largest telehealth care provider in the United States. Maria's temperature has been noted, she's advised to stay home, and a telehealth session has been scheduled that morning. The nurse practitioner knows that fever is the first sign of COVID-19, which helps distinguish it from flu, so she orders a testing kit to be sent directly to Maria's home. Maria's asked to self-quarantine at home until the test results are available and is provided with YouTube videos about precautions she should take to protect the rest of her family. Couriers keep a stock of testing kits in their vehicles, and the nearest courier to Maria is alerted to drop one off at her house immediately. Maria spits onto the test card, waits 5 minutes, and takes a picture of the results with the app on her phone. Maria's test is positive. The app notifies Maria, automatically relays the results to her electronic health record, and sends de-identified data to local and national public health authorities. This additional case is automatically included in the public health databases and the various dashboards that have been created to visualize their data. Maria's local public health authorities call her to discuss next steps, answer any questions, and to ask permission to use the GPS records from her phone to help trace and notify her contacts.
The uses of internet-connected sensors and devices are limitless, but Dr. Teresa Bernardo thinks that it will take human ingenuity to really develop their potential.
In summary, sensors connected via the Internet of Things are an important part of our armament. We've gone from a Fitbit that measured steps to smart watches that can take your EKG or measure your blood oxygen saturation. Shortages of swabs and PPE, personal protective equipment, are being met by sharing designs for 3D printing. We need greater digital literacy to understand the potential of these health technologies and AI to analyze the data they generate to form the basis for decisions, freeing people to provide empathy and understanding. COVID-19 has spurred the adoption of health technology, but we won't defeat it until our best equipment, most elegant processes, and brightest people are communicating and working together seamlessly.
We heard Dr. Teresa Bernardo, internationally recognized expert in health informatics and emerging technologies. This podcast was produced by the Pan American Health Organization.